nothing in this house. I debated what I should do with the SIG acts, in particular whether I should hold on to them or disclose them to a press agency. At this point, I decided it made sense to try and disclose the SIG act tables to an American newspaper. I first called my local newspaper, the Washington Post, and spoke with a woman saying that she was a reporter. I asked her if the Washington Post would be interested in receiving information that would have enormous value to the American public. Although we spoke for about 5 minutes concerning the general nature of what I possessed, I do not believe she took me seriously. She informed me that the Washington Post could possibly be interested, but that such decisions are made only after seeing the information I was referring to and after consideration by the senior editors. I then decided to contact the largest and most popular newspaper, the New York Times. I called the public editor number on the New York Times website. The phone rang and was answered by a machine. I went through the menu to the section for news tips and was routed to an answering machine. I left a message stating I had access to information about Iraq and Afghanistan that I believed was very important. However, despite leaving my Skype phone number and personal email address, I never received a reply from the New York Times. I also briefly considered dropping into the office for the political commentary blog, Politico. However, the weather conditions during my leave hampered my efforts in travel. After these failed efforts, I ultimately decided to submit the materials to the WLO. I was not sure if the WLO would actually publish the SIGACT tables or even if they would publish. I was concerned that they might not be noticed by the American media. However, based upon what I read about WLO through my research described above, this seemed to be the best medium for publishing this information to the world within my reach.